Okay, so you're thinking about launching your e-commerce empire. That's great.
It's exciting.
But whoa, picking the right platform, it's kind of a big deal. Like UGE.
It really is. You don't want to get stuck with something that's going to hold you back down the line.
Exactly. So that's why we're diving deep into the world of e-commerce platforms, specifically Shopify, Magento, and BigCommerce.
The big three.
Yeah. Now, you've probably heard the basic pros and cons, but we're going way beyond that.
Right.
We want to give you the insights to really understand the differences, like the stuff that makes you go, oh, okay, now I see why that matters for my business.
Yeah, we want to kind of help you get into the mindset of each platform, not just compare features on a spreadsheet.
Exactly. So let's start with something everyone struggles with, right? Ease of use versus customization. We always hear that Shopify is super user-friendly, but what does that actually mean? Like for someone who's never built a website before.
Well, imagine it's like your smartphone.
Yeah.
You pick it up, you kind of intuitively know how to use it. You don't need to read a manual to figure it out. Shopify's like that. Drag and drop interface, very visual. You can build a really professional looking store even if you've never touched code in your life.
So no need to hire like a fancy web developer.
Not at all. That's why it gets compared to Apple a lot. It's very sleek, very user-friendly.
I get it. So if speed and simplicity are your top priorities, Shopify sounds like a winner. Right.
Right.
But what if you need something more? Like, what if you have a very specific vision for your store and you need a lot of customization?
Then we start looking at Magento.
Magento, okay.
And Magento is a totally different beast. Think of it like instead of that easy smartphone, it's like a high-performance race car.
Ooh.
Incredible power under the hood.
Okay.
But you need a skilled mechanic, you need someone who really knows what they're doing to unlock that power. And that often means hiring developers, which of course gets expensive.
Uh-oh. How expensive are we talking?
Well, depending on what you want to do, you could be looking at anywhere from $20,000 to over $100,000 just for development.
Whoa. Okay, so maybe not for the faint of heart or the light of wallet.
Right.
So Shopify is our user-friendly smartphone. Magento is our high-performance race car. Where does that leave BigCommerce in this analogy?
BigCommerce. I'd say it's a reliable SUV.
Okay, I like it.
It gives you more customization than Shopify. You can tinker under the hood a bit, but you don't need to be a master mechanic to figure it out.
You don't need a whole pit crew, right?
Exactly. It's a good middle ground for businesses that need that balance of control and ease of use.
Okay. Loving this car analogy.
Yeah.
So we've got our cars, but cars are meant to go places.
True.
So let's talk about scalability. How well do these platforms handle growth? Shopify seems great for getting started, but can it keep up as your business takes off?
Shopify is built for speed,
Yeah.
get you up and running fast, and it can definitely scale with you to a point. Think like a solid mid-sized business doing really well. But if you're aiming to be the next Amazon, you might run into some limitations.
Like what?
Well, the cost of transactions and app subscriptions can start to add up. It might not be the most economical option in the long run for those truly massive businesses.
Okay, makes sense. So Shopify is great for a quick sprint, but maybe not for the marathon. How about Magento? Can it handle those massive volumes?
Magento is built for the marathon. It can handle huge amounts of traffic, millions of products, very complex transactions. That's why a lot of big enterprises choose it. They know it can keep up with their growth.
Okay, so Magento is like that heavy-duty truck built to haul a lot of cargo.
Exactly. It's made for the long haul.
And BigCommerce, where does it fit into that?
BigCommerce can definitely scale, but it might not be the absolute best fit for those mega corporations, Like a spacious minivan, great for a growing family, but maybe not ideal if you're moving a whole orchestra across the country.
Okay, gotcha. So now let's go beyond just the basics. Let's talk about features and integrations. They all offer a ton of options. But what are those key differences that really make a difference?
Well, Shopify's killer feature is its app store. Think of it like you can add any feature you can imagine. Marketing automation, advanced analytics, you name it, they've got an app for it. It's all plug and play, super easy to use.
So it's kind of like customizing your car with all the cool gadgets and accessories.
Exactly. You can trick out your Shopify store to do pretty much anything. Now, Magento, on the other hand, it's more like building a custom car from scratch.
Okay, I'm listening.
You have ultimate control, but that means you're often building the features yourself. Or hiring someone to build them. It gives you incredible flexibility, but it requires a lot more technical know-how and a bigger budget.
And where does BigCommerce fit in?
BigCommerce is a little bit of both. They have a lot of built-in features, especially for B2B businesses. Things like wholesale pricing, customer segmentation, multi-channel selling. Mm-hmm. And if you need more, they have a decent app marketplace with additional integrations.
Okay, so maybe a nice balance there. So now, let's talk about the elephant in the room, pricing. Because at the end of the day, that's a huge factor for any business. What are we looking at with each of these platforms?
With Shopify, they have tiered pricing. You pay monthly based on the features you need. It starts pretty affordable, but remember all those fancy apps we talked about? They can add up, especially as you grow.
So it's like the base model's affordable, but all the upgrades can get pricey.
Exactly. Now, Magento. The open source version is technically free to download, but you're going to need that development budget to get it going. And if you don't have technical skills in-house, that can be a significant investment. They do have a paid enterprise edition with more features and support, but that's going to be a higher price tag.
Okay, so free to start, but it could cost a lot to make it work how you want.
Exactly.
And BigCommerce, where do they stand?
BigCommerce's pricing is similar to Shopify's, tiered plans based on features. Generally, it's a bit more affordable than Magento, especially at the enterprise level. They aim to offer a good balance of features and value.
So it's kind of like choosing between a luxury car and a more practical, but still really nice option.
Yeah, a good way to think about it.
So we've covered a lot of ground.
Yeah.
Ease of use, customization, scalability, features, pricing. We've really given our listeners the lowdown on each platform. But how does someone actually decide? Like, how do they choose the right one for their business?
Well, there's no magic formula, right? The best platform is going to be the one that aligns with your specific needs and goals. It's really like choosing the right car for your lifestyle. If you're just starting out, a simple, reliable car will do the job. But if you have a big family and you're going on long road trips, you're going to need something different.
So it's about matching the platform to the journey you're on.
Exactly.
What are some of the key things people should consider when making this decision?
Okay. First, be honest about your technical skills. If coding isn't your thing, Shopify or BigCommerce are probably better choices than Magento. You don't want to be stuck trying to fix a flat tire when you don't even know how to open the trunk.
That's a great analogy.
Second, factor in your budget. Don't just look at the platform cost, but think about development, app subscriptions, ongoing maintenance. It's like calculating the total cost of owning a car.
Not just the sticker price.
Right. And third, think about your growth plans. Where do you see your business in 5 years? If you're aiming for massive growth, you need a platform that can handle it. You wouldn't want to try to fit a whole soccer team in a tiny two-door car, right?
Definitely not.
And finally, make a list of the features you absolutely need. Compare how each platform stacks up. It's like deciding what options you want in your car. Navigation, sunroof, heated seats. Choose the features that are important to you and your business.
I love how these analogies really bring it all together.
Right.
So it's not just about picking a platform. It's about picking the right platform for you.
Exactly. And the good news is all three of these platforms offer free trial.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So you can test drive them, kick the tires, see what feels right.
There you have it. A deep dive into the world of e-commerce platforms. We hope this has helped you navigate the tricky terrain of choosing the right one for your business.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to experiment. Try out those free trials, explore the features, and see what clicks for you.
That's it for our deep dive today. Thanks for joining us.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.